President Clinton called congressional leaders from both parties to the White House today to talk about the upcoming legislative session. The tone of the meeting was cooperative, with both sides expressing a willingness to work together on balancing the budget and overhauling campaign finance laws. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
In their now almost daily appeals for bipartisanship, President Clinton and congressional leaders appear somewhat chastened by last week's election results. Today's meeting was yet another attempt to publicly demonstrate their desire to start off on the right foot. This morning, President Clinton signed the Parks and Public Lands Management Act, a hard-fought piece of legislation that settles scores of disputes over public lands in more than 40 states.
This bill is a model of how we ought to work together. This bill had strong Republican support. It had strong Democratic support. We said that we were going to put our national treasures beyond partisan politics and put the people of America, their future and their environment above that. And I was very gratified by it. And I want to say again to the members here and those who are not here who played a leading role in this legislation, it is a model of how democracy ought to work.
A few hours later, the president said the same thing to congressional leaders, and the feeling was mutual. Majority Leader Dick Armey sounded downright conciliatory.
We all agreed that we weren't 100% happy that the elections turned out the way they did. We all agreed that we were glad the elections were over. And we all agreed that we have now at least a year where we can turn our attention away from politics and to policy. And I think there is a genuine eagerness on the part of everybody to focus on the serious policy problems that are in front of us, and with a willingness to work together to deal with the most difficult problems, including campaign finance reform.
But members of Congress have pledged support for campaign finance reform for years, and the majority party traditionally writes a bill that is more favorable to its own circumstances, and it never passes. It's likely that the budget will be the more pressing issue because it must be done. Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott said today that the politically difficult issue of Medicare spending has to be addressed, but he left the first step up to the president, who must submit a budget plan.
The president will need to make it clear that we have important and tough decisions we need to make in that area. And when he lays out the problem and suggests some solutions, we're certainly going to be prepared to work with him then to come to the proper result.
Both Republicans and Democrats underscored their desire for a balanced budget, but House Minority Leader Richard Gephardt hinted that a repeat of last session's stalemate is likely if the GOP pushes for too much in the way of tax relief.
One of the things I mentioned was that if the more of a tax cut, especially for wealthier Americans, the harder it is to get votes on the Democratic side for a balanced budget. There are other problems on the Republican side they've got to worry about. But I think it was a good tone in the meeting. I think everybody is well-intentioned. I think there's a real desire here to get as much done as quickly as we can, and I think it's a good start.
Despite this tone of cooperation, larger issues such as a long-term fix for Medicare and campaign finance reform may take a backseat to more showy bills that Republicans now believe they have sufficient support to pass. Legislation such as an amendment to prohibit burning the flag, another attempt to ban certain late-term abortions, and almost certainly a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced budget. Today, President Clinton eased his opposition to a balanced budget amendment, saying his only objection is that it be flexible enough to respond to a recession. Asked about this, Republican leaders said little, sensing that in the spirit of bipartisanship, once again the president may have co-opted a politically powerful issue. I'm Elizabeth Arnold at the White House.